95.3 AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I want the legislature next year to take it upon their own to do the right thing. But unfortunately, you know, the governor's office told our legislators, anybody that votes against this joint resolution, which is putting this ballot measure on the ballot in November, that nothing that they vote for is going to be passed if it comes before his office. And while I'm a fiscal conservative, I don't... think that approach is the best way to govern.
Stan Nichols, well done, sir. Tax collector actually saying out loud the thing that we have many, many, many times speculated that our legislators felt about the property tax initiative that now DeSantis is backing away from, that he absolutely coordinated this to threaten them with budget vetoes if they didn't sign off on approving this. And then after they did, after some tweaks, he's like, well, I don't really like that proposal anyway. So scared them all, threatened them all, held it over their heads, forced them to make a vote they didn't want to make. And again, not just speculation, but he's saying he's been told this was what was done.
I think people should be able to vote their conscience and not be told by, be it the Speaker of the House or the governor, how they will or won't vote on a measure that they're voting on, a ballot, an issue. It's a sensitive subject because they fear retaliation from the governor. What I'm being told when I speak to people one-on-one that sit in either the Senate or the House of Representatives is that they themselves don't agree with it. They're not going to vote for it, but they felt they had to vote for it or else things that they needed to get back to their local communities were not going to be approved and they were going to be vetoed.
Yeah, good for you for saying it, for being willing to say what nobody else has quite been willing to say out loud. Good for you. Now, there were some other things that came up in this conversation. This is actually a budget meeting for Santa Rosa County. Obviously, a big part of the conversation was specifically about the property tax referendum. Greg Brown, the property appraiser, trying to give a sense of how much of the tax base, how many of the homeowners in Santa Rosa County will be completely tax-free on the county portion, which would be the MSTU for the sheriff and the county budget also, not the school portion, because again, that's not been exempted, but on at least the county slice of the cost.
After the $150,000 exemption in year one in fiscal year 2027 would go to 41%, and then year two of the $250,000 would be 69.96. So 70% would be completely eliminated from paying the county portion of the property tax. And that's also another clear distinction that is only on the non-school millage rates. And so there still will be a school millage rate. So the notion that there will not be property taxes paid by our citizens is incorrect. There still will be a school millage rate that they will still be enforced. And as your slide showed, about 50% of your property taxes go to the school. So they'll at a maximum receive a 50% reduction in their property tax.
So in Santa Rosa County, after the 150 homestead exemption is implemented next year, 41% of homeowners will not be paying any, like their home value is below $150,000. And in the second year, when it goes up to 250, 70% of homeowners will not be paying property taxes. Now, for the people who won't be paying property taxes, you're like, yeah, I'm not paying property taxes. Totally understand that. Who's going to pay for the roads? Who should pay for the roads? Who's going to pay for the jail? Who should pay for the jail? Who's going to pay for the sheriff? Who should pay for the sheriff? I mean, look, I understand that we all want to save money and not pay our property taxes. That's fine. And our country was built on, you know, no taxation without representation. But don't we also believe in no representation without taxation? I mean, don't you think you ought to pay for the roads and the jail and the sheriff that you benefit from? Don't you think you ought to pay for, you know, the code enforcement and for the building inspectors and for the landfill? I mean, some of these things operate more as an enterprise. But, I mean, who do you think should pay for all the government services that you, let's just say, moan and whine about, I'll say nicely, if they don't come through just the right way? You expect the services. Are you willing to pay? Do you think 70% of homeowners shouldn't be paying for those services? No. I have said this many times. I hate property taxes philosophically. I will gladly pay for these services some other way. I just don't think the property tax method is the right way. Are you willing to pay? Or are you just excited about getting the paycheck and then the free services that somebody else is going to pay for your government welfare? If you're a Republican. Because that's what it is, right? Somebody else is going to pay the bill. They already, if they're well off, they're already paying a disproportionate share of the bill because they're high property tax and you're paying a little bit. But this would be you paying zero. You think that's okay? You think that's fair? You think that's right? We'll come back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You're making Santa Rosa County sound like a bunch of sovereign citizens. We're traveling. But we are traveling.
It's not only Santa Rosa. It's the whole state. And the same question in Escambia, too.
Speaking of traveling, you shouldn't have any problems on the roads. It looks like everything is running smoothly. 29 not showing any incidences. 90 is clear all the way from Pace into Milton and back into Pensacola. Not showing any issues. 437-1620. If you see an accident or an incident, certainly let us know. Any kind of slowdown. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
And you're not wrong about the like the anarchist, the sovereign citizen, the
I just like watching them on YouTube. It's just so funny. They're roll your window down. I don't have to.
Somebody messaged me and said in Santa Rosa County, when it goes to 200, or in Milton, and when it goes to 250,000, 96% of Milton homeowners will not be paying taxes.
Oh.
96%, which sounds great if you're a homeowner, but you still want government, yeah? I mean, maybe in Milton you don't.
You're awful.
Well, come on. There's city council. The employees in Milton are great. The city council has been a hot mess for a long time. But the employees are fantastic. Do you want the services government provides or not? Because if you vote to approve the referendum, you know, it's defund the government. And by the way, law enforcement's a part of the government. There's never been a more aggressively defund the police proposal than this one. Andrew, this governor's, okay, what will this thing do? What will it do? It will dramatically reduce the amount of money available to pay for all the things I already said. Meanwhile, protecting the golden goose of the schools, you know, as they're building more schools while they're declining enrollment, as they're still getting 100% of the property tax with declining enrollment. And, I mean, I have questions, right? And claiming that they don't have enough money already. What? You have fewer students. What's the problem?
Teachers need a raise.
No, they don't. They don't need a raise. That's a whole separate issue. 718 on. Well, you don't. No, it's okay. It's okay. 437-1620. All right. Let's see. Colton Wright says, yeah.
Like they said, 70% of people would not be paying anything for the roads that they want to drive on, that they're asking us to invest money into. And I just don't know how we can, that delta just isn't there. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. 70% of people won't be paying for services that they will demand, right? And Stan Nichols, which by the way, I did not realize this. I live in Escambia County and, you know, I always think that Scott Lunsford does a pretty good job. It's annoying to go to the DMV. It's annoying to get your permits. It is, okay? Apparently in Santa Rosa, it's actually quite a bit more efficient, which however they do it, they do it.
And what I fear, Colton, is that if this passes, those days of walking into my office and being able to be serviced in 5 or 10, 15 minutes may be a thing of the past. Because it's
that's even a thing somewhere is amazing, right?
Because it's not like that in some of our neighboring counties. I mean, you drive across the bridge and you might be sitting there two hours waiting to be served, or three. So we're fortunate here. Part of it is the tenure of my staff is our average employee's been there 10 plus years. And in neighboring counties, that is less than 2 years. So our staff are well trained and are extremely efficient, and we're just so blessed here in Santa Rosa County to have a highly trained, highly efficient staff.
And, you know, I mean, the way, at least I think some of the commissioners were talking about it, is that, you know, if you can go to Santa Rosa for your stuff, you get it a lot quicker. And they were even saying they're kind of hoping that word doesn't get out and that it does already. And they haven't had to, like, throttle access from non-county residents, but it is faster over there.
At the end of the day, it's all about customer service, but I do fear that's going to suffer if this property tax reduction goes through, because, I mean, we don't have a lot of places to cut, and it's going to change the face of public service in Santa Rosa County if the bill passes.
And, I mean, I think that's a fair concern. Then matters, you know, we turn to the question of the sheriff's budget. There was a long conversation about this. I probably don't have time to get into it all right now. Maybe at 8 o'clock, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Because I thought some really interesting things that I learned about the school resource officers, about the sheriff's budget. Fascinating stuff. I had hoped to play it now, but I'm not going to have a chance to do it because I spent too much time doing other things. It's my fault. A couple of texts we got in, 437-1620. Somebody says nothing is free. Somebody says move it all to a consumption tax so everyone pays, which I favor. And I've always favored. I've always favored go to some kind of a. I mean, I don't mind a high sales tax, you know, something to pay the revenue that way. Now, the challenge you have with having a high sales tax is that people will, you know, cross the border to go buy things in Alabama if it becomes a dramatically different price. That's just true. So there is a practical issue involved in just raising the sales tax. That's why I favor a national sales tax instead of a national income tax like we have now, which I think is an obscene thing. Anyway, somebody says, first of all, welcome back, Candy. I thought gas taxes paid for the roads. Oh, some, but not fully. Plus, you have the problem that electric vehicles don't pay a gas tax because they don't use gas. And electric vehicles?
Yeah, I think they do both, don't they?
If they're a hybrid, but if they're just... if they're just playing electric, but also they're heavier and so they do more damage to the roads than regular gas cars. That's a problem we have right now. Somebody else says, shouldn't just property owners be paying for the shared government services? What about those who don't own their own homes? Oh, well, they will, right? I mean, non-homestead exemption folks, like renters, and of course, yes, that's right. And I've always suspected that we would shift more of the tax burden to them. Let's see, 437-1620. Somebody says candy bingo, but I don't know why. Do you know what you said? I don't know why.
Maybe it's a sovereign citizen thing.
Oh, there you go.
I do love watching them on YouTube, though, because it's like, dude, why would you do that?
You meant it as a joke, but there is a, like...
I know that there's a movement. I would like to interview... Yeah.
But the effort to not pay any property taxes is the kind of thing a sovereign citizen would say.
I get where they're coming
from. Most people would not embrace the sovereign citizen nonsense, right. But they're embracing the I don't want to pay anything portion of it and not realizing I think that's what this person was getting at. Somebody else says, so great to hear candy on my drive to the planning board meeting. Sorry. I mean, good for you. you have to go endure
I love
that.
You. Oh, no, this is funny.
Somebody says in Tennessee they have no state income tax, but their sales tax is 9.25%. Maybe look at sales tax. I do realize we're talking about property tax. And again, that's one of the alternatives, but there's limits on how much they can do.
If you rent a house, though, don't you pay more tax because you're not able to homestead it? So
that's
some of that money go?
That's exactly right. But you still have those. This is one of the issues is maybe home prices will come down a little bit because property taxes come down.
Let's hope so.
Or at least people's ability to afford homes. Maybe the prices won't come down, but their ability to payment because, you know, their payment. But renters will still have to. And maybe if they shift the burden to renters, it'll be even worse for them, which is kind of a problem for the people who are least able to pay. Let's see. Helpful for areas like ours who have a lot of tourists, but not so much for those who don't. Somebody says, I'm concerned with people adding accessory dwelling units, grandmas, mother-in-laws, you know, extra flats, whatever, and now getting property tax exemptions that would include that. Oh, that's an interesting note. More dwellings, less income to support them. 437-1620. Shouldn't be called property tax because you already paid your tax on your house. Call it a city tax. Call it something else. Alabama sales tax is already 10%, so Florida can go up without people fleeing there. Oh, that's a good point. Is that right? Is Alabama already 10%?
I think it is.
I don't ever buy anything in Alabama, so what would I know? there
it's
you go.
A beautiful state.
Lots of very good comments. Thank you. And we're going to, I mean, there's more of this to come because we have several months before the election. But just, I wanted to let you know what's going on in the county, in Santa Rosa. Escambia is thinking about the same issues. And as I said, we learned some very interesting things about the sheriff's budget. I don't have time to get into right now, but we will eventually. Trust me. Candy, with the best laugh in radio, has traffic on the fives.
Yeah, they're the worst. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. Everything seems to be running smoothly. Still a kind of holiday light. I know a lot of people still celebrating the holiday. 29, like I said, accident-free. I-10, I-110, not showing any issues. And going down to the split at Pace Palifax, all the way to the Molino, the Atmore cutoff, all clear. 437-1620. Please text if you see an accident or a slowdown. Candy with traffic on the fives.
So I know that one of my great failings is I talk too fast.
I sometimes, you're fine for me. I do too.
I used to tell my kids when I was teaching, like, you know, your job is to listen faster. I don't know. But I also think because we always podcast, you know, 923.com. You can listen to all the podcasts or the News Radio Pensacola app. I listen to meetings on like 1.5 speed. And I wish there was like there should be like a 2/3 setting for Andrew McKay. Slow me down so I talk like a normal person.
But you could do that on the podcast. We've got all the listing stuff on there, too. So if you're like, oh, my God, millage rates, you can go
and
hour.
Candy does a great job with
that. I put all the descriptions in. So.
Yeah. Hey, if you need any kind of work done on your house inside, the plumbing, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, Peden does all of that stuff. Started with just air conditioning in the late 60s in Panama City, and Robert Peden saw great success. You know, who knew you could build a business by making people not experience the heat in Florida in the summer? There you go. And so expanded that to all kinds of other things over time, all these, including generators, right? That's an electrical. But geographically as well, west to Pensacola, east to Tallahassee, into the eastern time zone, west in the last few years, over the border, even into Alabama and into Baldwin County and even into Mobile. So any of the things that you need in that regard, they take care of it. Good people, good products, 100% satisfaction guaranteed on all of their work. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That includes scheduled maintenance, priority service, so you go to the head of the line, and 15% off repairs all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Billy Anderson here with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The team at Anderson Subaru is proud to join the celebration of 250 years of American freedom. Now through July 31st, you'll get a free American flag when you buy any new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Right now, you get 0.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on 2026 Ascent models. Plus, you can get 3.9% financing for 48 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Forester hybrid in stock. And we have 1.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Outback in stock. Take home a Subaru, grab a flag, and celebrate America's historic milestone. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
that the sweetest text? Somebody just says, I love how fast you talk. It makes me sharpen my comprehension skills. Also says 100%. I should explain acronyms in shorthand. Oh, I know. I try really hard to do that, and I still fail sometimes. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline before we get to the bottom of the hour news, sir.
Well, the UN Secretary General, Andrew, says killer robots should be outlawed. Antonio Guterres said on Monday there needs to be an international ban on deadly autonomous weapons governed by AI.
Oh, no, he watched that episode of Black Mirror, Metalhead, and he's scared about the robot dogs. That's what he bans.
CJ Papa, President Trump arriving in Turkey where he was met by that nation's leader, President Erdogan, as he stood up off Air Force One.
President Trump expected to allow Turkey back into the F-35 stealth fighter jet program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, currently the only country, Israel, that operates the F-35 in the Middle East, does not want to see Erdogan receive these jets.
Fox's Lucas Thomason in Ankara. Russia's war in Ukraine will also be on the agenda. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is speaking at the summit.
I want to emphasize this. Unlike Putin, we are not fighting this war for pleasure or for geopolitics. Russia brought this war to Ukraine.
Zelensky will meet with President Trump, who said yesterday he believes Russia's President Putin is under pressure to end the war. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got 81 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast here from Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Pensacola Police Chief Eric Winstrom is asking the community for patience as investigators continue working through what he's describing as one of the most complex crime scenes of his career. Winstrom yesterday addressed the public during a second press conference less than 2 days after
it's
the shooting.
36 hours or so, even less, into the investigation. So just setting expectations, know that we are working extremely hard. As we get more public information that we can share, we want to share it with you. We know how important it is for our community to be informed.
Winstrom says the crime scene stretched multiple blocks. Seven people were struck by gunfire, and forensic evidence is still being processed. He said even a straightforward homicide investigation rarely produces answers in less than 36 hours. Also, an update on that stabbing in Baldwin County. We reported yesterday the victims have now been identified. 37-year-old Samantha Baker was killed. 46-year-old Lance Baker was seriously injured. A male juvenile was detained at the scene and is charged with both murder and attempted murder. That juvenile has not been identified. Well, as the nation celebrates America's 250th birthday this last weekend, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections rolling out some updates for the 2026 election cycle. That includes a redesigned vote-by-mail envelope with improved ballot tracking, a new I Voted sticker, and a commemorative election badge and precinct changes. The new features will be announced during a press conference this morning at 11 a.m., An Alabama man facing an attempted murder charge after a welfare check at a hotel in Atmore led police officers to an unconscious woman with severe injuries. Atmore police said they responded to a Hampton Inn near I-65 on Thursday at a family member's request and forced entry into a hotel room where they found the woman. Robert Heath Walker was arrested with help from the U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force. The victim remains now at a area hospital. No other details on that incident have been released. Well, getting to the Pensacola Beach Air Show might be a little bit easier this year. The Santa Rosa Island Authority is adding some extra buses and extending trolley hours for the 80th anniversary air show on the 17th and 18th. On that Friday, the 17th, trolleys will start at 7:30 in the morning and run to Park East until 6 p.m. On Saturday, an additional four buses join the three open-air trolleys, and that'll start at 6:30 a.m. and run between Park East, Park West, and Casino Beach. Service to Quiet Water Beach, the boardwalk, and other stops will be suspended until 6 p.m. on both days due to the expected traffic on the island. The air show begins at 10:45 a.m. on Saturday. And it is 7:35 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives this morning. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, David. It looks like everything is running fine. Not showing any slowdowns right now. 437-1620. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Candy.
Sorry.
Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies today with a 30% chance of those pop-up showers and thunderstorms. High near 91 degrees, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Similar forecast for your Wednesday, mostly sunny with a 30% chance of rain. Temperatures near 91 degrees for your high. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping your mostly sunny skies around on Thursday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 91. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 82 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics shares fell 7% as concerns about spending and demand overshadowed record second quarter earnings. The company reported preliminary second quarter operating profit of just over $58 billion. Analysts say markets have been pricing in strong earnings for quite a while. Oil prices have risen this morning following a report of an Iranian attack on commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. West Texas Intermediate at $69 a barrel, Brent at roughly $72. U.S. services sector activity dipped in June as some of the boost from businesses rushing to place orders amid the Middle East war ebbed. But employment rebounded after contracting for three straight months. The Institute for Supply Management said its non-manufacturing purchasing managers index edged down to 54 last month from 54.5 in May. Futures are still mixed. Dow futures up by more than 100 points. NASDAQ futures down by more than 200 points. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 155. That's Your Money Now.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining me in studio, we have our Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. Good to have you as always.
How are we
are you?
I'm doing great. I think we got the right one. Yes, I know it's hard to figure out which one it is. No, it's not your fault. It's a confusing system.
Can I say good morning again? Good morning again.
There it is. We had a shots fired at Oakwood Terrace last night.
We did. Had a guy that was shooting at someone, apparently. We have not identified the individual they were shooting at. But when we get there, we found that they two bullet holes in a car. And this dude, his name is, let's see here, Marcellus Lige, L-I-G-E. He took off, jumped a fence or two, a wall or two, and we were able to surround him and place him under arrest. And so there's that.
Okay. All right. Just because it's still going on around my house, a lot of fireworks still happening, even though it's not technically legal anymore, you know, on the 5th, on the 6th, on the 7th. I'm sure tonight it'll be more of that. Any issues particularly with gunfire this year? Any issues with fireworks this year particularly?
No, no. I mean, we have the normal calls of people are shooting them too late. People are letting their
children
drift into their yard and all that sort of thing. But nothing of major significance.
Okay, very. Nobody throwing mortar rounds of fireworks at each other as games?
Not that we got a report of.
That's
not,
all taking place downtown. So, all right, yeah. Fair enough. Let's go back. You know, it's been 2 weeks since we've talked to you, so we're going to play catch up on a couple of stories that took place, you know, right before I went on vacation and when you were not here last week. But there was a body found behind Walmart on 29 decomposing. What do we know?
Well, yeah, it was in a very advanced state of decomposition, had a smell to it, and we do not believe foul play is suspected. We don't have the final report from the medical examiner, but everything indicates that a death of natural causes or a drug-related death.
Okay, which happens, unfortunately. You guys have to deal with that, too. We had a man charged with aggravated assault after an argument that took place over a pack of cigarettes. Is that right? And then this led to us. You guys surrounded him or something, and with the SWAT team.
Yeah, yeah. He and another guy got into an argument, or he confronted the guy at the victim's house over a pack of cigarettes. I don't know who owed who cigarettes, or someone took cigarettes. But apparently, he also threatened him with a firearm.
Okay.
And then he left and went to his trailer. And then we found him there, and then we knocked in on the door, and he didn't come out. So we got a warrant, and then we got the SWAT team en route. And once the SWAT team got there, he decided we meant it this time.
Yeah. You know,
and so we gave up.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I want to talk about the knocking and entering, because that was a big Florida State Supreme Court case that came down last Friday. We'll talk about that in a minute. We also had a woman who was ramming a bunch of cars in Walmart, and she was a DUI. These are all kind of late in June, so we're still playing catch-up from some of that stuff. But what was going on here?
Well, some lady that appeared to us to be highly intoxicated. She hit one pedestrian, as I understand it, not life-threatening injuries, and then she rammed several cars, I want to say 6-7 cars. And when we got there, she's still in the car. And
sorry, you said 6-7. I have to react.
I should know better than to look over at your direction.
Anyway, I did the hands thing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyway, she rammed a few cars, and then when we get there, she's still in the car, in the driver's seat, and you can see that she's trying to gun it. She's got her foot on the accelerator. The front tires are trying to move, but because there's so much damage. We had to actually pull our car up to the front to prohibit her from leaving. We actually, she wouldn't get out. We broke the window out, yanked her out, and ultimately arrested and charged her, worked with FHP on the crashes, and then we put our charges on her as well.
You know, there are certain times when you tell me certain incidents where I think, man, I wish Cops was filming.
I saw the body camera when we got there. A lot of the filming would have been, the video would have been prior to our arrival. A lot of
That's true. That's true. Well, I was thinking of the part where she's being gently assisted out of her own car window against her will. So, but you know, you guys have to do it. I mean, law enforcement, you've said this many times, law enforcement often isn't pretty.
It often is not. It's intimate and it is ugly at times.
And even what's the thing that you always like to say?
Don't fight us, bro.
You can't hear because you don't have to have headphones on. It's your line, don't fight us, bro.
Don't fight us, bro.
So, let's see. You served a bunch of warrants, 15, I think, on a 3-day warrant sweep last week?
Yeah, occasionally we start to get caught up with some of the warrants that we have. Not always very severe charges, but there's some pretty good felonies here. A lot of these were in the north end of the county. So, yeah, we did what we called a warrant sweep, made 15 arrests. charges ranging from failure to register as a sex offender to stalking, aggravated battery. And we listed, we put some pictures of some people, all 15 of them, I guess they're mugshots, no longer free to roam and terrorize Escambia County.
Good.
Because our warrant sections did a good job of picking them up.
Absolutely. We'll take it. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. It's traffic on the fives with Candy at 745.
Hey, and not showing any slowdowns or delays. Everything seems to be running smoothly. No problems on 29, an I-10, I-110. I use those. Cervantes on the curve into Scenic, not showing any problems there. If you see an accident or an incident, 437-1620, you can text it in. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Joshua McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, no relation, wanted for burglary of two air conditioning units and for the theft and scrapping of $30,000 worth of handrails from a business?
Yeah, the handrails were aluminum. And,
okay.
He and another guy, we talked to the other guy. The other guy says, he told me that he was allowed to take them, but apparently he was not. So Joshua McKay stole a couple of air conditioners. His charges range from burglary, grand theft, dealing and trafficking in stolen property, as you talked about what he's doing with it, fraud, trespassing with intent to commit an offense, and a number of other burglary-related charges. We put his picture up there, so if anyone knows where he is, we'd like to pick him up.
And I think Studio 850 or somebody else was reporting that he just got out of prison 9 months ago, so this is a frequent flyer.
Yeah, he is not. He's not a Sunday school teacher.
Okay, not a Sunday school teacher. Well, you never know these days. I did want to ask you, I mentioned a moment ago, but I wanted to ask you about the ruling from the Florida State Supreme Court, the knock and announce ruling. As I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, the way it has been going is that if the police are found not to have properly knocked, warned, waited for somebody to come to the door when you're serving a warrant, that the evidence secured would then be excluded at trial, and that was meant to be the deterrent. The judges ruled, or the justices ruled, that that's not working as a deterrent. Also, that's not allowed for in the law. What is allowed for in the law is a criminal violation against the deputy or the officer who does not properly knock, announce, and wait enough time for them to come to the door. And that's what they recommend, because that law has never been enacted against the law, an officer in the state of Florida in 25 years or something like that. So that's what they recommend. I asked Sheriff Johnson. He said this won't change anything that they do. I know how you guys do it. I assume it won't change anything you do because you're already following these rules, right?
Right. The rule making it a misdemeanor has been in effect for some time. We do not do what we call no-knock search warrants here in the state of Florida. We used to. We did what we call anticipatory and no-knock. If we had a guy that was selling automatic weapons, we would petition the judge years ago to do a no-knock search warrant. Because
you've been doing law enforcement for a long time.
For a day or two, yeah.
Because you're old. Because you're old.
Since the sexy legs days.
I'm old.
Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
So
we used to have no-knock warrants in Florida.
We used to have no-knock warrants. Right. We used to be able to petition and have granted or signed a no-knock warrant, but now we haven't done that in decades. However, so now you get a search warrant and you are required to knock and announce a reasonable amount of time, and that is up to the officer's discretion. There is an exigency exception here. If it's a futile gesture, you know, someone's standing right there in the doorway and you're walking up and they see you and they start to walk in, they know you're there. There's no reason to stop at the threshold of open door and announce. They know you're there. If you look in a window and they're destroying evidence, say they're flushing drugs down the toilet, you can go ahead and announce. Usually it takes a little bit of time anyways, so that's not the issue.
And you guys even set up, like, speakers. I mean, you have it's being aired like a warning almost. You know, hey, law enforcement in the area, Escambia County Sheriff's. I mean,
which I think is a great idea.
And it not just tells that person, but tells the neighbors too what's going on. I think it's very good.
Well, I like the whole knock and announce thing. Obviously, from law enforcement, it's safer. I just know that as a citizen, I don't want someone just starting to kick in my door. You start to kick in my door and I don't know who they are, you're likely to get shot. That's just going to happen. But if you're knocking and announcing and then I can look out the window and ascertain whether you're truly law enforcement, then that's a different story.
We tend to think of it as this puts you at risk from the very dangerous people who are going to attack you from inside the house. But the much more common problem is that ordinary people, whether they're actual criminals or not, might have weapons. And if you bust into their house and they start shooting, like what happened to PPD a few years ago, is, you know, somebody gets exonerated because, you know, they were just reacting out of fear and didn't know any better. And so that's what this is meant to avoid, right?
Yeah. And I think the issue there is that the ruling affected the evidence, the suppression of evidence. Mm-hmm. And what used to be, if you go through step one, And then step two, and step one ultimately ends up being illegal, then step two is also suppressed. That
the fruit of the poisonous tree, right. Yeah.
So that's what they're saying is, no, just because they didn't knock it announced properly, if they were to not knock it announced properly, then the evidence is still good. He still charged someone with a kilo of cocaine.
Yeah.
But then the law enforcement officer may well get those charges as well. But again, it doesn't change anything. We have rules. We have policies. We go by these. I see it as a non-issue for us.
The one question I know I think people have would always be, does it affect anything for officers if they're somehow fearful of catching a criminal charge over the mere serving of a warrant? Does that compromise their ability to protect their own safety or other officers' safety in the serving of these warrants? In your opinion, the answer is no, because you already do it the right way anyway.
We do, and we evaluate every home, every threat before we have a packet together before we do every search warrant. So we know the risks and the dangers, and we also know it's better to go through this window or this door or that door. Sometimes it's better to let someone leave and stop a car on the way out.
And I mean, having watched one of these in, you know, a great briefing, lots of information, mm-hmm. you know what you're doing. You very carefully, and I'm not saying anything. I wouldn't, if I start to say something I shouldn't say, you'll stop me.
No, that's true.
Whole point is, you know exactly what's going on. You don't just walk in blindly to these situations. And that's right. An important part of the safety preparation as well. I also wanted to ask you about the shooting downtown. You guys offered help. Chief Winstrom said that you guys offered help, of course. Anything you want to say about what happened downtown or, how to police a massive crowd as early in the night of teenagers, late in the night misbehaving? I still think that I think it's best to think of it as two separate things, a shooting that took place and also the big crowds. But, you're much more into law enforcement. You used to be the chief police in Pensacola. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's it. I've been with the Pensacola Police Department for a number of years in the past, obviously. And we've had these large crowds. We have large crowds at Pensacola Beach, large crowds at the fairgrounds. And you understand.
Pop-up parties at parks in the county.
As I understand, they knew that they're going to have a crowd. You always know you're going to have a crowd downtown for the 4th of July. And so they had all hands on deck. They had a number of different police officers. I think it's important to note that the fireworks display was at, 8:30, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock,
like
yeah.
That. And then the shooting took place at 1 o'clock. So there was plenty of time for people to leave, right? There's the people that choose to stay are choosing to stay for a different reason. It's no longer fireworks to me. This is my opinion. It's now you're going to go to a bar. You're going to continue to whatever you want, festivity you want to have. And unfortunately, sometimes you have people that are willing to fight, and that escalates into the shooting. I heard a lot of talking about curfews and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of curfews. I do sometimes wish that there was the same fervor that they have now for curfews with parenting and say, hey, parent, do you know where your 12-year-old is, your 11, 13-year-old? You have any idea where they're at? I'd love to make phone calls and when we talk to them, hey, do you know where little Johnny is? And they're like, oh, no, I think they're at a friend's house. That's, honestly, that's not parenting. Mm-hmm. You've got to know what's going on, and especially in today's environment. If you're not aware of what's going on, who they're with, what they're going with, and have your own curfew. Here's an idea. As a parent, say, get your butt home at 9 o'clock or at 10 o'clock or even 11 o'clock or even 12 o'clock, and this type of thing wouldn't happen. If you recall, we had something at the beach where they thought it was going to be a takeover, and a lot of those kids were 13, 14 years old, and they were Ubering. Some of them were actually Ubering to the beach or wherever this takeover is. And we told them, we're not going to do that. So I had over 30 deputies every time and told them, we're not going to, at the first sign of trouble, we're going to shut it down. We're going to put these little kiddos in jail.
Little future citizens.
or we'll call their parents and we'll have a discussion on what proper parenting can be.
I like that. Blue Angels is coming up. You guys are right in the middle of big preparation for that, week and a half out.
Yeah, a week and a half out. We've got not this weekend but the next, and we have a couple of days. Huge crowds have been going to the beach already. So we anticipate, of course, the weather plays a big part in it, but we anticipate a capacity crowd, right?
Yeah.
And we hope that the weather will be fine and it'll be nice and they can enjoy that. But again, we also make sure people understand there's going to be plenty of deputies there. So pack your patience or we'll pack you in the back of a car.
And you're also there for the medical things and making sure people are safe and your deputies have to stay nice and hydrated. I mean, you're wearing the, vests and gear. It's hot. I mean, it's a rough service.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to pay very close attention to our people. And we work very well with our partners. We have state, federal partners there. We have, obviously, the fire department, the lifeguards. We have EMS there. And we have to make sure that we not only tell people to stay hydrated, but we do that as well. Usually we make very few arrests with regards to the number of people that are there, the crowds, because people understand, but they behave.
Yeah, they do. At least generally speaking. Sheriff Chip Simmons, is always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Candy has traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Sheriff. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. Alexis off I-10, I-110, again, reporting as clear. 29 not showing any issues, and it looks like Highway 98 not showing any problems either. 3 Mile Bridge clear. 437-1620. You can text if you see that accident or slowdown this morning. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, sure. Candy. If you're looking for that next vehicle or kind of before looking, you know, there's a lot of times you wait too long, and you're kind of waiting for that last big mechanical problem that you're not willing to pay for. You should, if you know that's coming, and you may, you should start looking ahead of time so you know what you're going to buy. Because, you know, the biggest stress about buying a car, especially if you've had an incident, is you don't have transportation and the cost and the difficulty, and everything becomes more challenging. So do these things ahead of time. Like, don't shop when you're, you know, don't shop for groceries when you're hungry. Don't shop for a car when you need it. Shop ahead of time so you know what you're going to buy. Well, go to Frontier and start. Ask them what people like. Ask them what they complain about. They see lots of cars all the time. I mean, they sell 150 a month. They see a lot of cars, and they get a lot of feedback from folks, and they're there to be like your consultants. All their cars are good quality cars. They warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. They're typically going to be a couple of years, 2-3 years young, one owner typically, you know, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles, great condition. And they are there for a long time, standing behind you and willing to see you the second, the third time you need to buy a car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, Candy's got jokes. She's over here. Wait, was that from Top Gun?
Was that Top Gun?
That's right.
Yeah, you know, Steve Taylor, who was here yesterday.
Yeah, I know. He covered it.
He covered that live. Yeah, what a
Steve
guy.
Is an institution,
I love David,
man.
Too.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Wow, sorry,
man,
David.
There we go. All right.
Good morning.
Are you okay?
Well, Team USA's World Cup journey is over. Star striker Valerian Balogun's one-match ban reversed. This team lost out of round 16 with a 4-1 loss against Belgium.
He wasn't even the one that scored the goal. It was Tillman off of a set piece. And otherwise, we would have had zero.
So, did I get the name right, though?
We'll move on. We'll just move on.
Oh, goodness. Well, Andrew, hey, listen to this. A New Jersey Fire Department's boat is at the bottom of Raritan Bay. Apparently, it was hit by a whale. The firefighters on board had to be rescued. Fire officials say the fireboat was helping with a fireworks display when it was hit Saturday afternoon. Firefighters had to abandon it when they realized it was sinking.
Happens all the time. I mean, it's a story. I mean, it's Age almost every story. Day we yeah. hear about the mm-hmm. fireboat being sunk by a random whale. Handling
Listen
fireworks.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Talk in Turkey. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump is in Ankara for a two-day NATO summit. The alliance announces